Hey everyone, what's going on? Welcome. If you enjoy the show, you can go to patreon.com/slamcountry to support us. We've rejigged everything since the relaunch. We've got one tier now. It's £4 a month, and you get you can listen to all of the episodes, all of our old episodes, 50 plus episodes that used to be on the main feed, but aren't now since the relaunch, the rebrand. And all of our old bonus episodes from then as well. So that's like over 60 episodes you can listen to. Plus, you get a new bonus episode every week. Early access to live show tickets and shit like that. Great. Thanks very much. Enjoy the show.
At night, Sunil Patel, Huge Davies.
So, boys, who wants to start Slam Country 2.0?
It's back.
We're back.
It started already.
Started with a big bang.
This is how it works. Yeah. This is how it goes.
I did my tour and I didn't have a lot of time for editing.
Yeah,
so
that's fine.
So, I was doing Slam Country, and then every single tour show, to every single time, someone would come up to me, and several people would come up to me and be like, you know, when's Slam Country coming back?
And you said? Should we start with a song?
It felt like being the Ancient Mariner from the Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner, and everyone asking me, "Hey, when's that albatross you shot coming back?"
Oh right, okay, yeah. Oh, you
no,
killed
I'm
it.
I killed it, and I was bum cursed for it. No, I'm happy to be back. I miss my boys very much.
We couldn't have killed it though, because
it's too powerful.
We were still paying the fees for the studio.
Just get in so the camera can see your mouth.
My mouth. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Too powerful.
Well, no, because we were still paying the studio fees.
Oh yeah, that's the thing. So we realized that we did a very complex calculation where we realized we weren't getting any Patreon money, but we were still paying the SoundCloud hosting fees and the studio rental fees, and it didn't make much sense.
Only in an industry like this would we realize if we didn't go in for work, we wouldn't get paid.
Yeah.
It's actually, I think now that we've been off for so long that we're now in the red again overall. Slime Country, because we've paid more studio fees than we've ever made Patreon money in the time skip. But this is like, you know, Luffy and crew, they're back on Sabaody the island. They're stronger after 2 years of training. Naruto's been training with Jiraiya for 2 years. He's back in the Leaf Village and he's ready to kick some Akatsuki ass.
See, I don't know what you're talking about, but it does make sense.
It does make sense to you,
sense.
Yeah.
Shonen, it's like the hero's journey.
Shonen manga to get something primal in the male brain. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
You get it, don't you?
Yeah, you get
100%. It. 100%. Don't look at me, because... what do you mean? Why are you looking at me?
No, because you like manga and that. Don't
start like this.
For those of you listening, we're not doing audio episodes. We're not doing video episodes anymore. So for those of you listening, Hugh is East Asian.
I think they all know what I am. I guess they know what Sunil is as well.
What else are you into?
So Hugh is East Asian. Sunil is South Asian. I'm North Asian.
You're Jamaican. Put on a song.
I'm not singing Deo. I promised I'll sing it in the warm up, but I'm not singing Deo. For those of you listening, I want to promise you that I did sing Deo by Harry Belafonte, but I didn't do the accent. I did it in my accent.
To be fair, we all sung it together.
I didn't say any
stop,
words.
Stop then. Banana until the morning comes.
I actually voiced. I did
daylight
actually
comes and I want to go home.
I voice noted it, so you've been caught.
Yeah, you're getting cancelled. Dispatches.
I've voice noted it in case anything comes my way. Do you know what I mean? In case you boys find out, about something about me, and then you're like, oh, we might threaten it. I'm like, you know what I've got?
What are we going to find out about?
Tally the banana.
I don't think
we can't start like this, because the whole reason we stopped it is because Sunil's on TV now, and we can't have stuff like this in the show. Do you know what I mean?
We can't intimate
that we've done anything potentially sort of damaging to job prospects, because we did 53 episodes that are potentially damaging to job prospects.
It shouldn't be out.
Do you think it's interesting that there's a £4 tier?
That's why the
barrier to get to those episodes. Sunil, do you reckon any of the movie studios that you'll work for will have £4 available?
No, they won't look. Genuinely won't look.
They won't look. Who will look is like some little blogger.
Yeah, the problem is that we were not just doing it, but like the clips every week, and we had to advertise the fact that, you know, Sunil's like a main part in a like the top ensemble cast in like a top TV comedy drama.
Yeah, we've both seen it.
And we were reading out porn every week on a podcast. We were reading out porn, which is not good.
And you don't want to be facing casting directors knowing what you've done in your past.
Yeah, but the porns, you mean?
The pornos.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. Because loads of them are like, this guy's, you know, he's not lovable enough to, nobody believes that he's buying Dreamy's dog treats. Because he reads out newspaper articles about a 9-year-old girl in India marrying a stray dog to remove a curse.
That was the worst one we did.
And that was the most recent. That was
the frog one, where those two Indian girls married a frog.
Yeah, Mass Frog.
It was pretty awesome.
You found a lot of Indian girls stories.
Yeah,
they were all on the same article. I re-listened to it on the way, and my favourite one was there was an Indian man who married.
Cannot believe the last episode we did. We're like, we can't less of this. And as soon as we get back on, we're like, check out that old episode.
You should check it out if you're on patreon.com/slimecountry. Yeah, there's an Indian man who found two dogs fucking and got so furious that he clubbed them both to death, and then he was cursed with hand paralysis, and he got told that he had to marry a dog to get rid of the curse.
Yeah, I'm always big
into. If I hear a curse, my ears burn.
Well, your life has been cursed.
You are cursed. Yeah, for those old slam country heads, will obviously know that Huge has been cursed.
8 hours two nights ago.
So wow. It's gone.
Yeah, no, back again. Two hours last night.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. That sucks.
So, but it was my mum said that she'd been praying for me.
Uh-huh.
She said that she got a whole family to pray for me.
Is your mum a Christian woman?
Catholic.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So all the Indonesian
Correct.
Catholic, all the. All the Indonesian Catholics were praying for me in a temple.
Yeah.
Do you not believe in God then?
Hmm?
You don't believe in God.
Do you need to believe in God?
Do you believe in God?
Do you need to believe in God?
Do you believe in God?
I don't want to say.
Answer the question. Do you believe in God? Okay, give me wink your left eye for God, wink your right eye for Yahweh, and blink for Allah.
What's the one with
just
seven? What's the lab with eight arms?
I'm hearing that Huge Davies has unflinchingly recited the Shahada.
Catholic though, I thought you were high Anglican.
No, I've started reading Dune and I'm Muslim now.
I was telling Hugh before I got here, and he said don't mention it on the podcast.
What Dune?
I went to a Catholic funeral a couple of days ago.
Oh, yeah.
Strong stuff.
It's awesome. Catholic funerals are the best, man.
And it gets in your eyes and makes you cry.
You love incense too.
I do love incense.
It's brilliant. Like the Catholic funerals, are
serious business.
Yeah,
there's a prayer for the royal family in it.
Really?
Which one?
That's crazy.
All of them
for a Catholic funeral.
Every one of them. And
are you sure it wasn't high Anglican?
No, it's definitely Catholic. But I think the family put in one for the royal family.
Yeah.
Tell me through the steps. How does it start? Tiger banana.
Yeah. I'd love that. In fact, that's what I'm gonna. That's at my funeral. Here's what the music is gonna be.
Yeah, go on.
Deo by Harry Belafonte. Right, everyone has to sing along.
You can't do that at a Catholic church.
Yeah, I can. Number two, Nam Encore by Linkin Park and Jay-Z as I'm going into the ground.
Is that no? That's the one. Is that the credits? No, that's not the one from the credits in Transformers where that one.
Yeah, no,
is that when you go in the ground or when we throw in the cum?
What, on a Bluetooth speaker, just like on the grass?
And then as everyone's walking out, my N-word by YG. Everyone again has to sing along.
That's your last will and testament you've done on this.
It's on this on record now. It's on
Who gets all your stuff?
Split between you two, I'd say.
Can I have my Xbox back?
Yeah. Yeah, shout out Sunil for
giving me... Can I have my poster back?
Yeah, you can have the poster and you can have the Xbox. Shout out Sunil for giving me your old Xbox 360, man. That's changed my life.
It wasn't being used.
The only things that, I've got basically three things that are, cheat codes for, getting rid of my OCD obsessive thoughts. One is going to see geese at the park. One is going to visit an old church. And the third one is playing The Elder Scrolls.
Actual cheat codes on skate.
Cheat codes for my brain. If I play The Elder Scrolls, I'm not worried about washing my hands or turning the oven on and off. I'm worried about going to find Uriel Septim's heir.
Mm,
so what are you thinking when you see the geese then?
I'm like, these creatures are so beautiful that I would be disappointing them if I didn't believe in myself.
Right. Okay, and then the church, you like the majesty of God, is it?
Wow, yeah, it's so quiet and contemplative.
What's the last church you went to?
I went to two churches yesterday with my friend Horatio Gorcha. Yeah, Horatio, very funny comedian and podcaster.
He went to church as well, is he?
We went to the St. Giles in the Fields in Covent Garden.
A lovely church, that.
Upper Shaftesbury Avenue, by Denmark Street. And then we went to the Actors' Church in Covent Garden.
I've heard of that. What's that
good.
Like?
It's good. It was. We walked in and they were like, there was a choir practicing. Yeah. And they were like, no tourist stuff today, only praying. And I was like, I faced east and started doing that, and I said, "I am here to pray because I'm a Muslim." Yeah.
All right, there we go.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah. Sorry, we can't go to the Ban Me spot after this because it's Ramadan.
That was our AGM. We met up and then we decided very quickly to do the podcast, and then a lot of it was picking out games for Ed to play on the
Xbox. Yeah.
Long old AGM, we had a good day.
We did, we had a nice day. But basically we had to do the podcasting because all of our friends are in Australia or America.
Fucking hell, aren't they?
Yeah, so like can't hang out with Harriet or Helen. Red's off doing stuff.
Yeah.
And then,
very sad.
Paddy's in Manchester. Dan Tinn is in Australia. All my friends are away.
Paddy going to Australia soon, isn't he?
No, he's doing something else.
Ah, right. Okay.
Probably. Maybe I'm not sure I'm allowed to talk about it here, but I'll tell you after.
Right. We've got each other for like 2 months.
Yeah.
And then you're all off to Edinburgh.
Edinburgh Fringe.
Can you hear my stomach on the podcast? It's really bad.
No,
it's
right. Man.
I've been eating a lot of junk food.
I got a mint club biscuit if you want it.
Nice, man.
Why would that help me? I've just said I've got a bad stomach.
Bad stomach. Sorry, I thought you're hungry.
No.
Yeah. Oh, you're doing the Edinburgh Fringe?
Yeah, I'm doing the Edinburgh Fringe.
I'm doing the Edinburgh Fringe. Sunil's coming up for
a few days.
I'm chatting to the guy that runs the Edinburgh Fringe about doing a Slam Country live up there. If you want early access to free tickets, go to patreon.com/slamcountry. I'm reading Dune, but have you read it?
Read it before?
I've read half of Dune.
I've read half.
And then I stopped.
Is that because you read the half that corresponded to the film?
No, I just think I need the majesty of the images.
Yeah.
Because now I've seen the film, I've been spoilt with the film, and now it's just a lot of people just going. There's a lot of sand. Do you know what I mean? Oh, there's who gets the sand? And I'm like, I want to see the sand.
The melange.
Now I've seen the sand, I want to see the sand, you know what I mean?
The spice.
Like they go, oh, there's a worm. Yeah, spice, I go, but I can't see a worm. I've got to use my head to see a worm.
What?
Do you know what I mean?
So you don't want that?
No, I think I need the story with seeing the worms. I don't want to imagine the worms anymore.
Picture book.
I want a picture book. Right, yeah.
Are you straight?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's wrong with that? Happy reading out fan fiction without the pictures.
I have a master's degree in literature.
You've read loads of
books. Yeah. I have a master's degree.
Do you actually?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No, I've got a master's
in literature.
I've got a master's.
Where from?
Yeah, which institution?
Aberdeen.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
That's fine.
That's where all the disgraced. All of my tutors and lecturers.
It's not the majors college of Winterhold. I'll tell you that much.
They're all disgraced tutors from Cambridge and Oxford.
Right.
So they're basically all the ones that have kind of
disgraced. How?
How do you think?
Sexual.
Brilliant.
Probably.
Sexual, yeah.
I imagine. But they've all gone to Aberdeen and they've got sort of a deadness behind the eyes. You can tell they've been disgraced by the way how their ties are a bit loose.
Still passionate about the subject.
Yeah, but they're
like Tarr, like Lydia Tarr.
Yeah, but they're teaching to a classroom of, you know, like there's no one in there. And you can hear seagulls having a go at a can of, there's a tuna trying to eat a can of Coke outside the window.
There's a tuna trying to eat a can of Coke.
I got mixed up with my animals. You know, I get with animals.
Yeah, can't tell the difference between a fish and a bird.
Unless it's in a picture
book.
That's
Aberdeen University.
Unless it's in a picture book.
There's a tuna eating a can of Coke outside. This podcast has gone to the dogs.
Yeah.
12 minutes in. It's fucking
and that dog's eating a can.
That dog's eating a can. There was an old woman who swallowed the tuna. The chucky can of Coke in there. And yes, what are you saying there?
I wanted to know, I didn't even know you read a book.
Yeah, I didn't know you could read, man, because we always talked about how you were thick in school.
Yeah.
So you always say you were so bad.
The problem is I read so many books, but I was also thick as pig shit. If you read books, it doesn't make you smart. It just means that you don't have a TV.
Was your mouth open as you read them?
Yeah.
That's so scary.
My mum would poke my tongue back in with a big stick.
Yeah.
What, like a dog that's had surgery?
Yeah.
Like a dog on anesthetic.
So
reading Narnia.
They had a system at my school in which if you read 10 pages, you'd get like a point.
Oh,
right. And but they had to stop that system because I used to read upwards of about 150 pages a day. And they were like, you're winning all the points, but you can't win the game. You can't win the game because you're thick as pig shit. We can't reward you. You know what I mean? But we can't reward this. So they had to take that system away. Yeah. I broke the system.
Like Forrest Gump. You're just running. Exactly. You're just using your natural. You're running.
Yeah. They were like, he can't play football for too long. Only a year. You know, he can only do it for at most at high school.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it'll break the game.
Have you seen the deleted scene from Forrest Gump that was going viral where some police dogs are attacking the Million Man March? They're attacking a black civil rights march in America. And they're about to get them, and Forrest Gump jumps in with a big stick and makes the dogs run away. And he says sorry to all the black people.
Oh, they got rid of that, did they?
Yeah, but they filmed it. They did. They got rid of it, but they did film it and put it on the DVD.
Yeah,
That's brilliant.
Is that the only deleted scene?
It's on the DVD.
Yeah. It's on the deleted scenes on the DVD.
Eddie's gone back to reclining mode.
I'm in reclining mode. I'm in chilling out. Big chilling mode.
Yeah. To be fair to you, Hugh, a lot of people that do literature degrees don't read books after.
And are sort of thick as well.
Because that's a real...
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I've said I'm thick. There's nothing.
You do a literature degree. I can
never
say. Oh, dear.
I thought you did music. Yeah.
No, people think I did music. I'm just...
Because you do music.
No, I think my parents are like, you've completed music. Right. You just move on. Wow. Do something else.
Okay.
And so you did a literature degree at Aberdeen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
Absolutely crazy.
Brilliant. Everyone I know that's done a literature degree has gone into like I don't know anybody that's... writes or anything.
I wrote a sitcom.
But you write. Obviously, you're the person that does the most writing because you write comedy as well.
Yeah,
and literature's good for that. But mostly, it's just like, you know, they'll read like Granter or the LRB once a year, and then
I tried to subscribe to that one. Yeah,
LRB.
Boring as hell.
I had a subscription to that one. Yeah, my girlfriend got it for me for Christmas.
Granter.
No, the LRB.
Okay, it's long. Isn't
I
it?
Do read some Granter stuff online though.
Stories.
Yeah, I pitched an article to the LRB once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the article then, Eddie?
I can't remember. It was a joke. It was like a joke I emailed because they've got an email on the website where you could pitch. So I was pitching, like, I think I ended up putting them on my Substack, but, like, you know, what vape I think Jesus would have used if he was alive today.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, did they reply?
No.
Did they say you might want to be interested in a podcast?
Yeah. For reference, I think it's the Views Go ePod system. Yeah.
Shout out Views.
How much juice?
Just not, he's not really discerning.
Oh, right, cool.
But I believe he would, he's a man of taste, so I believe he would only go for a British American tobacco product.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
But why specifically the Views, do you think?
But I mean, because it's the market leader for taste quality, plumage, and charge time.
Plumage.
Yeah, we are sponsored, by the way. We are sponsored.
Wish we were.
I think he'd smoke like hookers and shit if he was alive.
Yeah, yeah.
It's communal, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He'd smoke shisha because he'd be sitting around with his boys.
Yeah.
They weren't smoking at all back then, were they?
Probably not.
Not rollies. No, because anyway. You know they'd see him do a rollie. They'd be like, "That's crazy."
Well, no, mainly because tobacco's from America. Yeah. But they would have been. Maybe they would have been cat chewing. You know about cat?
Maybe
if he's down in the Middle East, they probably would have been chewing cat. I really want to try that shit so much, but it's illegal here.
I'm sure you can just get it.
You probably get some. Yeah, you probably get some. Should we just fucking sit around? Do you know what? Let's get rid of the studio. Let's get a Majlis in here and a shisha pipe and just sit around chewing a lot of cat.
I was worried halfway through that. I was very worried halfway through that sentence. Let's just get a mattress. Get a lot of cat.
No, not a mattress. A Majlis.
Oh, I thought you said a mattress. I was like, bloody
hell. Probably pronouncing it wrong, but Majlis. You know what I'm talking about, right?
What is that? Like a reclining thing?
No, it's one of these. See what I'm talking about? Look.
You can Google it at home.
One of them, yeah. Majlis.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. You see what I mean?
Sort of, that's good.
Get one of them. We'll sit around it.
Yeah.
So the 3D carpet. Yeah.
3D carpet.
It's 3D carpet.
Yeah, it looks like what like a sofa would look like in like Quake 2.
Yeah.
Or Duke Nukem. Like Doom, the original Doom game. All squares. Daggerfall. MS-DOS Daggerfall. Yeah. Was that MS-DOS? I'm probably going to kill myself before the Edinburgh Fringe. What do you guys think?
Are you not looking forward to it?
No, I am, but I'm not looking forward to how much money I have to pay. Like, I had two bills come out today, and I've now got zero money. Mm. At patreon.com/slimecountry. Next goal is 100 patrons. After that, it's 1,000. And then I'll stop going on about it. Tell your friends.
Yeah, the cost of it. I've never actually totted it up in my head.
Do you think being quite rich would affect the way this podcast? Do you think if we had Lamborghinis,
yeah,
do you think that would change the way that we did this podcast?
Yeah, I think we'd be more like, because at the moment with every, I'm like at the stage of sort of poorness in my career. I'm working a lot, but I'm not cash rich. I'm cash poor.
Why are you working and not earning?
Well, I'm working and earning and spending.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
Not like.
Oh, I thought you meant you were like working and not earning.
No, not lavishly spending. But the budgets are so low for everything. Like I did a thing the other day. I'll probably cut this out because it's.
Yeah.
I actually had a really nice time, but I did the thing the other day that was like pitched to me as a podcast pilot, and ended up being a TV pilot, but I still got paid podcast pilot money. Yeah.
That's great. That's interesting.
And like, I can't, and but also it's like I'm earning, you know, X hundred a week and having to pay 2x100 a week for all my Edinburgh fees that currently happen.
Yeah.
I just got an invoice for £300, had to pay £250 last week.
Have you paid your accommodation?
No, not yet. That'll be 1,300 quid.
Yeah.
And then I'll have to pay for all the other stuff that I have to pay for my train ticket, pay for all the other stuff that I got up there. So it's like constant outgoings. What I mean is every single job I do right now, I'm going into it thinking, this has to work.
This included.
I think this is...
I'm thinking like if we don't get, you know, this many Patreons by the end of the month, I'm going to have to go back to like cleaning houses or something, you know.
Private chefing.
I've applied for a few private chefing jobs, as you know.
Recently?
Yeah.
You've done some more?
Yeah. I'm always applying for jobs, brother.
That's nice.
I'm always doing it. I'm trying to get a job working at the Wild Wetlands Trust, but they've only got volunteer positions going, you know.
You need to buy hardball with those cunts.
Pay me money or I'll kill the birds.
Uber Eats.
I can't drive. I can't ride a bike.
If you bring me along as a threat, he likes some crispy.
How about...
He likes some aromatic.
How about this? How about we... me and you do the first ever double Uber Eats. So like I get the food, you sit in the car and drive me around, but like I get the food and I take it to the front door and we split the fee down the middle. What do you reckon?
Oh, I thought it was going to be more sinister than that.
No,
I thought it's just literally sweet. Just driving you around. No. I'd love to do that. That was actually our favourite pastime, but we don't do that anymore because I don't have a car.
Oh yeah,
we used to drive you around. We used to play Toy Story out the car.
Yeah, it was nice.
Blare it. The windows down. Woody's round up. Why
Sometimes
not?
We just went to get the car washed.
Yeah, we'd get the car washed. We'd wash the car.
That was brilliant, man. I used to. The life has never been as good as that for me.
Yeah. Is this the car that you just left in a side street?
Yeah, Honda Jazz. Yeah,
nice one.
It was genuinely brilliant. We would ride around. The world was our oyster. This was before the pandemic when it was getting paid and staying paid. And then everything's, you know, everything's different now. I'm older. I'm
not into Marvel.
I wish I knew back then.
That was the best time of your life.
That it was never going to get better than that. Yeah, yeah. Going to see, you know, the first Avengers movie and going, I'll never get sick of these.
Yeah. We used to go
Wow, this will never get old.
We used to go to midnight viewings of all the Marvel films and then we get McDonald's at 3 a.m.
That's nice.
But I don't fuck with McDonald's anymore.
All right.
Free Palestine.
What do you mean? Why not?
There's a boycott on, brother. BDS.
Is that when you fancy animals?
No, it's for it's Palestine.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Why? Because they sell burgers in Israel.
McDonald's Israel franchise gave free meals to the troops, to the IDF.
Right, okay.
Yeah, which isn't great.
Yeah, but if they gave them a filet of fish, maybe that was a tactic.
What do you mean?
It makes you ill.
Does it?
I think so, yeah. I don't think anyone's ever had one of those and survived.
I don't think they all did. I love the filet of fish, but maybe I'm built different.
Yeah, but I think that you're a special person.
No, I have like an iron Atlantic stomach. Do you know what I mean?
I think that
my family ate rocks for generations.
The podcast should be me and Ed trying to kill ourselves by eating things that you shouldn't really eat. And then Sunil referees it in a big chair.
No, Sunil would. I've got a good Sunil stomach, would win that competition because
all he eats is stuff
that went off yesterday from M&S because his mum gets it from him.
I've been doing this for 20 years.
He's grown up on gone off fish pie.
Yeah. I think I've had a meal with you once.
Yeah, and what was it?
Really?
I've seen a few times, but I can't actually imagine you eating anything more than a biscuit.
What?
Do you know what I mean? Your mouth is very small.
We've definitely had a meal together, the three of us.
We go to that sushi place. I had a burrito with you 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, we did, yeah. I didn't like being disturbed. But
where did you get your burrito from?
We're in Chipotle. I was there having a nice time, and then he turned up.
Chipotle? That's America, so it must be good.
Going back to that, life never been better than a few years ago. I remember getting told after doing a middle spot.
And it won't get better.
Like an older comedian said, enjoy this.
Really?
This is as good as it will get.
Oh, yeah.
Middle spot?
Yeah, middle spot on a Saturday night, bombing my ass up. This is the fun bit, when you and your mates are just having a good time. After that, it's just a job.
Can I tell you something that's absolutely crazy?
Yeah.
This isn't funny, but this is just like...
Well, I think the Slimers are ready for some real... I mean, like, you know, they come for the last, but they stay for the heart.
I mean, anyone except who's the first episode this is. They're used to 60 episodes with not being fucking funny. Yeah. This is genuinely so baffling that... that, like, I'm truly humbled and honoured and really delighted and touched by the positive response to Slime Country. It's not till it went away that you realise what you missed. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I didn't... I honestly had so many people going, I really love the show, please can you bring it back? And it really touched me, but it, I had no idea people loved what we did that much. It seems like someone going up to the Zodiac killer and going, hey man, when are you going to start doing that again?
They didn't tell him while he was killing to keep right. going.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But when after stopped, they started writing him letters in prison.
And like the Zodiac killer, we've come back.
Right next we're running for president.
Yeah. It's
Joe
like,
Biden.
It's right next to the police station. In the last place you'd expect.
But yeah, like, sort of since the pandemic, the best times ever were when I was like doing opening 20s and stuff in my early 20s. It's that beautiful time where you're not, you don't just like know, but you're like pretty good mates with everybody on every lineup that you're on.
Yeah. That's gone now, isn't it?
Now most of the gigs I do, it's like I'm the old man that doesn't know. Like I close gigs now and I turn up and I don't know anybody else there. They all know each other. I turn up right before my spot. I'm like, hey everybody, good to meet you. Go on, do fine, leave. Yeah. It's really weird. Yeah, the first time ever, you know, I'm doing my tour and stuff. It's the loneliest comedy has ever been.
That is the job, isn't it?
That's it, man. It feels more like a job than it ever has been before. But I still obviously love it. Being on stage is my favorite thing. But basically, just
touring's more fun though.
Being goated comes with a lot of pressure.
I think touring's fun if you're going with, if you're doing tour and you're supporting a comedian that's like so rich the tour maybe doesn't even matter.
That's fun.
Well,
that's,
see, this is the thing that I didn't. Yeah, this is the thing that I didn't expect about my first tour. By the way, shout out everybody who came. It was so nice to meet you and hang out.
Shout out everyone who came to Ed's tour.
Thanks,
shout
I really out. Appreciate it. Good like show. Everyone that had pints and stuff with me afterwards as well. Because basically, I'm quite good with my own company and I'm good on the road and I like traveling and stuff. I'm like, yeah, I love the road stuff, so I'll be fine on the tour. But you forget that every gig you've ever done, even when you're like supporting other people on tour or whatever, there've been like people you know at the end of it. And touring for the first time, it's like you do your gig, you're buzzing, you come off and you're like, right, well, I'm in the middle of a city that I don't know anyone in, I don't know what to do.
And they all like, shut at 10:30.
Yeah, I guess I'll go back to my easy hotel and watch Family Guy on ITV2 again. And like I haven't seen you boys for months. I've barely seen my girlfriend for months because it's all Fridays, Saturdays and Sundays that I'm away. Never seen my friends. I love doing the tour, but I was like, can't wait till I've got like a tour manager and a tour support, you know.
Yeah. And then after that, ITV2+1.
ITV2+1.
You get the same episode again.
Straight over to Babe Station. Yeah. Jack yourself to sleep.
Babe Station still going?
Huh?
Babe Station still going?
What you want? The casino one.
Oh yeah.
I was talking to Patty yesterday
with the roulette one because she comes on the screen every.
Does she?
She comes on the screen like every 30 seconds and then she talks for a bit.
Yeah.
I've had some very, very, very lonely nights.
Right.
Where you're waiting for the girl to come back so you can just look at something nice. No. And then it's the roulette board for about 30 seconds. You're watching the ball go around and then she's back for a bit and then you go, that's nice. And then you do that for about 3 hours.
I'm obviously only joking about watching Babe Station, but I absolutely have gone through like the shopping channels and the Christian channels just to like I'm talking to someone. I was chatting to Paddy yesterday. Shout out Paddy Young.
Shout out Paddy.
trying to write some like material and talking about Babe Station. And Paddy said to me so funny. He was like discovering Babe Station on Freeview when you're 12 is unreal because you see the channel name and you're like, surely it can't just be a station full of babes. And then you're like, oh my God, it is.
For 10, no, station that's not the Freeview, is it? Because before that, you used to get like a Freeview.
Bro's an expert.
Skybox, you used to get the 10-minute Freeview of like Channel X or something.
Which is wow, like, that's a deep cut.
Yeah. The Channel U was the I've never even heard.
Yeah, Channel U was Grime, yeah.
The first grubby thing I ever saw on TV. So basically, like, I had like a small TV in my room for my Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
And then I managed to like find a way to get, I found like an old satellite thing that you could plug into the back and then I could get very basic signal, but my parents didn't know that I could watch the actual TV in my room. I managed one night to like get the just right because I had to balance it on my window ledge. And the first thing I watched was a documentary about a girl who had about 100 cream pies It was like she was getting slammed by like 100. She was going for the world record, and that was like the first thing I'd ever seen.
Bringing it back was a mistake.
I was very young.
How old
didn't
are you?
Need to know about crow pies.
What do you mean? A documentary a documentary on terrestrial TV about a woman who had 100 crow pies?
Yeah, she was
on terrestrial TV.
What channel?
It was very very late. It was a documentary. She was going for the world record.
Was this 3 of you or was this just like 1 to 5?
No,
this was 1 to 5.
Does actually ring
that's
a bell.
A lie. You've
there's,
got.
I do
lie.
Know that. I
it's
do know what he's
I'm
talking about.
I'm not searching it. One of you. Has
no,
to
no,
search
it does exist. It does exist. I think it was the biggest gangbang, not the most.
I think it was
pies.
The maybe. I can't remember.
Fine.
They were in a line. Those lines were in a line.
But all
for
the
sure.
gangbang. She was getting cream pie by the one they banged her in the gang.
Yeah. Right. Sure.
So he was right when he said cream pies, but it's not the point.
The whole story.
The point of it was getting as many men to bang her as possible.
Right.
Sorry, I'm thinking of the sequel.
And she was going for 100 cream pies.
I think it was more.
It was over 100 lads.
Yeah. It was a number of
I think she was looking for the biggest ever gangbang.
Yeah.
I remember that documentary was so like sad because it's like part of it was like going through all their STD certificates and stuff like that.
Right.
It was like god this
it's like,
is
it's like voting, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, you got to do a recount.
Yeah. Do you have all your papers and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that documentary, yeah. But that was a serious documentary. That wasn't supposed to be... You're not supposed to jack off to that.
It's also fucked up because you can't test for HPV in men, so maybe she got HPV.
Well, the thing is, Sunil, you're...
I don't know how she is
that's
now.
Fucked up.
You're a bit older than us, so you probably watched it as an adult.
With a full boner, probably.
Yeah. You probably watched it on VHS, either.
Sunil probably auditioned for a part in it.
But Sunil probably went to the cinema in the 70s wearing a trench coat and watched it with 3 other CDL men in the middle of the day.
The first bit of seed I saw on TV was Eurotrash.
Oh, my God. The first bit, I thought you meant cum. The first bit of seed I saw on TV. That's, I thought that was horrible.
Yeah, speaking
the
like,
first
like
bit
a,
of
like
seed I ever saw on television.
That's this is nice for us.
It's describing it like Frank Herbert.
This is nice. This is my first slime.
Yeah,
isn't
yeah
it? This
first,
is
yeah, yeah, yeah. It was the first cum you boys ever saw.
But
Eurotrash
was
probably
you boys
for
were
me.
Too young,
no, Eurotrash
was it?
I saw, yeah, when I was a kid.
I was thinking about getting like the box set at VHS.
I think probably it was some shit like South Park was the first like rude thing I ever
oh,
saw.
Oh, rude thing, yeah. First nudity I was talking about.
I was walking through Soho the other day and there was a sign pointing down to a basement under like a really posh, like swanky restaurant. And it was like 70s font and it was like done up like a 70s porn theater. And it was like, you can have a like, it was like half hourly and hourly rental booth and cinema booth prices right in the middle of Soho. And it made me laugh so much imagining. Firstly, like the kitschification of like porn theaters from the '70s,
yeah,
kind of the hipsterification of that coming back. But also, imagining somebody who's so fucking horny, they're so horny that they need to go to the private cinema like in the middle of the day.
Yeah,
to
yeah.
They're like, I'm not gonna make it home. I'm not gonna make it home. I'm so horny. I'm not possibly gonna make it home.
It's like a porn McDonald's.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
You've got to take a stop off.
Yeah,
that's your place.
I know the ones you mean.
The wank through.
Yeah.
It does feel like they're there just like as museums. It's like no one can possibly go in there.
No one could possibly be wanking.
And everything's so built up around it now. There's no way that they're there. There's no one going in them. I don't know who's... I've never seen someone going in them anymore.
Yeah, you'd be mad to go in there. You'd
be
absolutely
insane. We should go in
one. It'd be brilliant to just like do it like so casually. Like you go to the gym or the sauna. If like my new agent's office is around the corner from that, if I'm like having a meeting with them and we walk past and I've just got a big duffel bag and like a towel around my neck and I'm like, well, guys, I'm gonna just pop in here, I'll see you later. After a big meeting.
I saw Tamsin Kelly,
shout out Tamsin.
And she just put up some photos on Instagram and one of them was her at a market not buying but looking at like a stall just selling old porn mags,
right?
It's like 3 for a tenner and stuff, so someone's been collecting all this stuff over the years. And it is like
hard to let go.
Yeah, well, especially when it's stuck to your hands. Come on, that was good.
It was good.
Breaking the slime country record for one joke in the episode.
Absolutely surprised. Both people come for that. People come for. Continue with the horrible story.
Don't you dare say, come for that, come for me, come for anything on the show, because those foot freaks will take it and run with it.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Take it and run with it.
Yeah. Nice Leslie, if you're listening, don't.
That's enough jokes, though, I think.
So you were watching porn.
I wasn't watching porn. I was going to. I was wondering where you could still get those magazines anymore because I can't see them in
the shop.
Smith anymore.
I went to a shop in Copenhagen. They had fucking porn magazines.
Really?
All over the place. Yeah, I went to a corner shop to buy gum, and they were like porn.
Fucking still going for it. You should have got some.
I should have got some. Danish porn.
Historical artifact.
Yeah.
I wonder what the articles are like in there. Can't be all just.
Well, no, it was just. It was just like it was. This is American cultural hegemony for you. this is globalism.
Yeah.
It was it wasn't like Danish porn mags. It was like Playboy, but in Danish.
Right. Oh, okay.
Esquire in Danish.
That is a shame.
Yeah.
Exactly. So who's making the Danish porn now? That's what.
That's the question. You know, it's like where's the Ingmar Bergman of porn?
I've never read a Playboy. What is in it? Is it 90% ladies and 10% journalism?
No, other way around. Yeah, it's 90% journalism.
And then
10%
ladies.
No, it would be like a woman's pussy.
Yeah.
But woman's tits and pussy in the rain. And then next to it, there'll be like a half page article to justify its existence as a magazine that says, like, you know, US intervention in Kuwait.
Yeah.
And then it'll go back to a woman's pussy and breasts in the rain.
There's genuinely a lot of journalism in it, though.
Is there?
There's like big interviews. Is there really? It's like GQ. But
oh, really?
Like,
Yeah. But with woman's tits and pussy.
You read it for the articles. Really.
So they ever have men's dick and balls in there?
In Playboy?
Yeah.
No, probably in Playgirl.
Ah, really?
Mm, Playgirl's right, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think I want the magazine.
Yeah, you can still get it, and it's, I don't know. I don't know how much money it's making.
But I don't think that. I think, I don't.
I'll tell you who is good at porn mags.
Right.
Yeah.
Japanese.
Sorry.
They do make loads of them.
You were the one.
They're still in industry.
You were the one who said we can't do this on the podcast.
What did
anymore.
I say?
You're the one that we can't do this kind of thing.
This is so funny that you're the put together, like, business minded one. And like, you sit with us for half an hour. We were like, we had a proper meeting.
Dressed as a teacher.
Yeah, we had a proper meeting. We were like, guys, we got to slick up our image if we want to get work. 10 minutes in, you're like, you know what? I fucking love, man. Japanese porn.
I don't. No. I'm saying that the industry is big there.
Oh, right. You're focused on the business side of things. That's what you're interested in.
The crypto numbers.
There's a film on Netflix about the first guy that did all right, this has got to be cut. Open leg shots.
I'm not cutting that. Why would I cut that? That's really funny.
It was a Netflix documentary. But it was really interesting.
Right.
How he changed the face of Japanese.
Just because you say Netflix documentary doesn't make it anymore.
It's not documentary.
Do you know what I'm really interested in is Burusera.
What's that?
Burusera is the fetish for like the schoolgirl outfits and shit.
Oh yeah,
that's what you're interested in.
No. Well, I'll tell you why. But it extends to the street vending machines that you sometimes see.
I know exactly
what
you're
talking about. Schoolgirls underwear inside.
Myth.
No, it's real. It's part of the Burusera fetish. Schoolgirls underwear in a vending machine outside. But what's so funny about it is the idea that it's in a vending machine in the street.
Mm.
Because it's like, I'm so busy, I couldn't possibly go into a shop and queue up to sniff a schoolgirl's pants.
Yeah.
I'm in such a rush from my busy salaryman job and life.
Yeah.
I have to grab and go.
Yeah.
I have to walk by and sniff.
Yeah.
If I'm going to possibly, but I can't skip it.
Can't open it on
the
train.
Important. Yeah. More. It's so important. I can't skip it.
Yeah.
But I do have to have them.
And like a packet of Monster Munch, you can't open it on the train either.
Actually, in Japan, they have men. They do have some gender separated carriages on the train.
Yeah,
so it's a sweet relief.
So the lads' carriage would probably love that. Get it out, lad. Let's all have a sniff.
Throwing it about.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
there was that girl. There was a documentary about that girl Becky, who she's like a schoolgirl over here, and then she used to go over to Japan. She was a huge star there, but she was a schoolgirl. She did these like dancing videos online.
Oh my!
And she would go over there, and she was like a mad. They would like greet her at the airport, like she was David Beckham or something.
Uh-huh.
It's fucking crazy.
Like what happened to me?
Yeah,
yeah.
What happened to you? Yeah.
How old was she?
She was about maybe like 12, 13.
That's sinister. Yeah. I thought you were going to say like 17, 18.
No,
that's,
she was very young.
That's fucked up.
It's really bad.
Parents are fine with it, obviously.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because they're raking it.
Making
money. Making so much money.
Yeah.
Jesus. She's making more than her dad. Her dad looks sad.
Yeah.
But also happy. Also happy.
Sad emotions if you're pimping your daughter out.
Yeah,
these days
emotions.
It's not woke. It's not woke. If you're a dad, you have to be happy with your 12-year-old daughter making money by selling her pants in Japan. You're not allowed to be annoyed with that if you're a dad these days because of woke. Did you know that?
That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying when he's talking about the woke agenda. He's like, I have to enjoy my daughter.
It's so funny when you see interviews with like really old school, like British, like emotionally stunted dads like that. Every so often they'll be like, you know, in the documentary about the woman that got a million cream pies, they'll interview the dad and they'll be like, are you proud of what's going on? And he'll sort of, you'll see his jaw clench and he looks at the floor, he's like, yeah,
How do you feel about the fact that your daughter's a millionaire from selling her 12-year-old pants in Japan? Yeah, great.
How about the cream pies?
Great for the family.
She did break a record. She's like Usain Bolt.
She'll be in that book forever.
until her mum comes out and breaks the...
Until somebody else gets more cream pies, yeah. Who cream pies the cream pies? Yeah, that's what I
would
say. Exactly.
They would not put that in a Guinness book. They wouldn't be like... Because that gets handed out at Christmas presents for
the
kids.
The cum falls out when you come. There's no way that woman could fit. She must have been doing a one in one out policy with the cream pies, because there's no way you can fit 100 loads inside a pussy.
And that's what it was like this week.
We're back so hard. I think I'm not going to edit any of this one.
Yeah, you don't need to.
Yeah, you can't fit 100 loads in a pussy. I mean, let's
Ed.
You can't.
Ed, you finished it. You finished. None of us.
At least this isn't.
When you can't. It drops out.
I know, of course it does.
Yeah. So there's no way that is all.
But
you
maybe
can't
it's
count
like a time
it as like
thing,
she got 100.
Like how many in an hour or something.
Right.
Yeah. I hate it when you get pernickety about
the
rules.
No, but it's like you don't win a hot dog eating competition by mashing it up in your mouth and then spitting it out.
Yeah, you're good. That is actually a fucking good point.
Thank you.
So someone needs to tell Guinness.
Yeah, exactly. It's got to be most that you can. Like, do you know what I mean? Like the person, you know, in Ripley's dear. Believe It or Not, where you've got
can't believe
leaning
this.
Forward. I need both my hands for this.
He's
one.
Cooking.
I'm cooking. Listen, I'm in the kitchen. You know that the Ripley's and Guinness guy who's got like 100 cigarettes in his mouth.
Yeah.
He wouldn't win the award for most cigarettes in his mouth if he put them in one at a time, would he?
Yeah. He's absolutely
no,
right.
She's got to have as many in there as possible at once.
Again, I don't remember the documentary. I think I was just a bit transfixed by the whole thing.
But how big is a load?
It
depends.
Some people have really small loads.
So they do. That's a good point.
You'd have to select them that
I
way.
I have massive, healthy ones. I'm extremely virile.
Okay, that's all right.
That's nice, though.
Yeah.
That's a nice change. Remember, you used to be Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, you used to not be able to come.
Yeah.
Thanks to the antidepressants.
Yeah.
What change? Different?
Stop taking them.
Oh, right.
Yeah. More fucked up mentally than ever, but my cock is having a field day.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's the way I want it to be.
But it turns out I was probably prescribed the wrong thing anyway. So
there's loads of different types, aren't there?
Yeah.
From the sounds of it.
Well, because the mental health service in this country is so fucked, you go there and you basically say to the doctor, listen, like, I'm an immediate danger to myself and others, and I think I can read the, you know, spider's webs, and here's the most, like, textbook OCD case you've ever seen. I'd love to see.
He was like, no, I think you were just watching the intros of Spider-Man 2.
They go, yeah, I think...
The credits are in the spider's webs.
It says Sam Raimi. I'm like, they're like, oh, you're probably just, you know, stressed from work and you've got a bit of depression, so I have these pills. And then what you basically have to do is spend 3 years on the pills, go, I'm going to kill myself even more now. And they go, fine, I believe you. Have 2 weeks of OCD counselling and then kill yourself.
Did you do the counselling then?
I did 10 weeks of a 12-week course in the pandemic.
Oh, right.
But because towards the end of it, they were like, listen, I'm really sorry, but like if you've got enough techniques to move forward on your own, like, I really need to go and start somebody else. We can't do the last 2 weeks kind of thing.
They just didn't have time.
They were like, I'm really sorry, but if there's any chance you feel like you're ready to go out now, then that would be great for me.
Fuck it.
2 weeks before it ended. And that's like the introductory course. 3 years on the waiting list just to get that.
Fuck's sake.
It's so fucked.
Wow.
And I've been on the waiting list for the neurodiversity clinics.
Ever since then,
4 years.
Would you get that chip that Elon Musk has invented?
Neuralink. If it killed me, like the monkeys, then yes.
Did it kill the monkeys?
Yeah, obviously it killed the fucking monkeys.
I thought they were playing chess.
They put an SD card in a monkey's brain. What do you mean?
I read a headline saying the first guy that did it just played Civilization 4 all night.
Yeah, but how many monkeys' corpses has that research built on?
Okay.
So you can't put a fucking...
So I don't read the news.
He's created a chip you put in your head.
Yeah, what's it for?
I don't know. What's it do? Make you walk again or something?
I don't know.
That's not what chips for.
It's called
chips are for dip.
It's called linked. It's called Neuralink.
Ooh. It makes you like cyborg.
I'm having that.
But I don't know. I'm don't know what it's actually away. Supposed to do. What's happened?
So I've just got a gig offer for tonight. That would be
take it.
Brilliant. MCing. Should I take it?
Where is it?
London. Are you gigging tonight?
Yeah, I just got an offer in too. I just took it. Reading.
Oh, shit. I need the money.
Yeah.
Let me. Where in Reading are you doing?
I don't know.
I'll reply to it as soon as...
We'll cut this.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Well, I've just got an advert for a new podcast. a new podcast starring Sunil Patel.
That's me.
Called Rural Concerns. Are you looking forward to doing it?
Dunham.
Nice.
Dunham already coming out soon.
Oh, I remember. I took your photo for that.
Yeah.
I took your photo for this.
When we were out.
What's it about? Why don't you tell us about it?
It's Chris Cantrell in the countryside.
Shout out, Chris Cantrell.
Shout out, Chrissy Cantrelli. And me in London trying to talk him down off the ledge.
Nice.
Just reporting back on city happenings.
Nice.
To the man in the countryside. Yeah, we've done like loads already, so it's ready to go out. Don't affect that, man. It's not going to affect this.
No, I'm just wondering why you're plugging a podcast.
Yeah, you just saw
first it, one back, and it's already diverting attention to another podcast. I'm absolutely gobsmacked.
Yeah. That's when we had a big night out, didn't we? We had a nice night out. We had some pints and a dinner.
Had pints and a dinner.
It's been a long time.
When is that?
I'd done that. This is like a couple of months ago.
We went out for a pint and a dinner with that.
Me and Ed. Well, you weren't about.
Was I not?
No, we were meeting Amy Gladys.
Oh, I wasn't. Gladys. I do remember that.
We had a lovely night out, actually.
Yeah, I can do that.
We had a Greek meal.
If he's happy. Sorry, I'm just replying to this. I need the money.
And then we went to this pub at London Bridge, which was...
This is you, me and Amy?
Yeah.
That was so fun.
That was a fucking great pub. It's like,
every time I've been in there, they've got my fucking souvlaki wrong. But it tastes so delicious.
Mm. You like souvlaki?
Mm.
Yeah, you do. Come on, who doesn't?
It's all right. It's fine. It'll do.
With chips.
It'll do.
What's your go-to takeaway?
I would say...
Sorry, but I've been off the podcast for 2 minutes and we're already on what's your best takeaway?
Yeah.
Mm. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Man, I'm doing so much heavy lifting here.
Remember all that
interesting cum stuff I was talking about
before? Yeah, I know, but you're trying so hard.
Now you're doing Uncle Roger questions.
It's got to be sandwiched with some other stuff.
Uncle Roger, yeah. My favourite takeaway is a big bowl of fried rice.
Is it?
And then I critique it. And I go, nice chili jam, please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My favourite takeaway is,
Don't say it.
What?
Don't say something about elephants cum or something.
Why would I fucking say that?
I don't know.
Because that is a thing you do.
I wouldn't say that. My favourite takeaway is probably like Japanese or Thai.
Yeah. All right, that's good.
Well, maybe pizza. You can't beat a good pizza. Indian's actually top for me. Indian's always goated. I'm never not in the mood for an Indian.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not always up for it.
But
that's interesting.
Why is that interesting?
No, nothing.
You're the most English. You hate like any food.
Fish, chips.
You like roast dinners.
I don't actually like roast dinners.
Do you not?
No, it's like good.
Get
ones.
Out then.
If you don't like it, find somewhere else.
Yeah.
Roast dinners are fine.
Yeah, they're all right.
But most of them are fucking
too
basic
stodge.
And boring.
Yeah, too stodge, best too boring.
The best of anything's great.
Yeah, absolutely. The best of good things are really nice. You're so right about that. Do you have mayo or butter on your chicken fillet roll?
Don't. I know what you're having.
What?
No butter. No mayo for you.
I have butter. I hate mayonnaise.
Yeah. Where do you get into mayo?
I try it. I like it. I like aioli.
What if I snock it into a thing? Would you get it?
If you snock it into
if
something?
If I snock it into something, yeah, would you get it?
I wouldn't. You wouldn't be able to sneak it in a way that would...
What do you mean? I could sneak it in for sure.
Absolutely, you could.
Why don't you make your own?
I've done it before and it's nice, but like Hellman's and shit is just disgusting to me. It's the only thing that I didn't like when I was a kid that I don't now like or at least find tolerable. Okay. Like it's the only thing, because you know your taste grows as you go older, it's the only thing that's remained. Like if I even have a teaspoonful, I want to throw up.
Okay.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, when you went for Balmy recently...
Oh shit, should we go get Balmy after this?
It's closed, isn't it?
It's closed. Are you fucking serious? Oh yeah, I forgot it's only open from 11
You've not been in for a while.
Yeah. Fuck's sake.
You realise we missed a 20-minute window.
We did have one the other day. It was unreal. It was so good.
Was it mayonnaise in it?
No.
I got something that... they let me buy something that wasn't that.
Off menu?
Wow.
Yeah, they let me buy a rice box.
Awesome.
Because they had a guy working in there who wasn't... He was just like this white guy working there for the day.
I've seen him, yeah. Normally they only let him stamp the bags.
I've got a feeling.
I just saw him there like an oaf, standing like an oaf in the corner, stamping the bags like Lenny from Of Mice and Men. If he tries to handle the actual sandwiches, he squeezes them so hard he crushes them. Honestly, this guy, really nice guy, but he's got like such an oafish composition. He doesn't look like he's meant to work in the band Me Spot. He looks like he was meant to, you know, carry sacks of turf.
Like a peasant.
I just don't know how he's ended up working in a band Me shop for 2.5 hours a day.
Yeah. I mean, it's the best job in the world. Yeah. Imagine working in that shop for 2 hours. That's genuinely my dream job.
I think that they could
100 quid a week.
Yeah.
right.
That's great. 400 quid a month for working 2 hours a day.
Oh, yeah,
all right. Yeah, that's great.
They're so confused about their business and their business plans. I reckon I could go in there, go behind the till, be rude to them and the customers, and they wouldn't know what to do. They'd be like, is this right? Yeah. Is this correct?
They are quite, I think they're quite scary people.
They cunted me off so hard when yeah, I went in there last week. Yeah. And it was, again, they gave me the nicest sandwich I've ever had in my life. I went, can I get the old quarter with no mayo? And they went, no. And I went, right, but I've had it here before like that. And they went, well, you shouldn't have done it.
It was you that gave me it.
They said it sort of ruins the, if you're going to do that, then you might as well just have the barbecue pork because it just won't be nice. I went, fine, I'll have the barbecue pork then. And then the next person went, oh, can I get the barbecue pork? And they went, you don't want that. You want the old quarter. That's the nice one. And they went, all right, fine, I'll try the old quarter, but can I get it without ham? And they went, like, what you did, like, that was pointless because it will ruin the taste. Yeah. It's got to be in there. And they went, no, I'll just get it without ham. And they went, no, you're having the barbecue pork.
And that's of the three things of the menu, you've picked a good one. You've picked one they can make. If you pick the chicken, the coconut chicken, they flat out just say, we don't have that. No, we don't even make that.
Yeah.
There's only three things. Is it three things on the menu?
Yeah.
They don't have that. The third option.
Absolutely coconut crazy. Chicken. No, they've got a new one, a vegan tofu one.
I reckon if you asked the vegan tofu one,
they'd kill you.
Yeah, they'd start smashing the glass up with a big hammer.
They'd put your head in the oven. They'd throw Diet Coke.
She'd kill her partner.
Well, also, what I also love about it is they've got a fritter drinks fridge with only one of every drink in it.
Yeah.
If you have the Diet Coke, nobody else gets a Diet Coke that day.
I do quite like that system though.
It's awesome. It's like a rendering of a Ban Me spot in like Fallout 4. Open the fridge, all the drinks fall out. Like one of every Ban Me on the. You can like find one of every Ban Me that restores your health, and they've got one of every drink in the fridge, and that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's honestly awesome.
Yeah, incredible. What a place.
I miss it,
man. Maybe sometimes we luck out. Sometimes they do stay open later for baffling reasons.
Do you think they? do you think who fulfills their role better, them as a Ban Me shop or us as a podcast?
Them as a Ban Me shop.
Okay.
Because they're tedious to deal with, but their product is good.
Yeah, yeah. And it's consistent. They are open every day. It's only for 20 minutes. Sure.
Yeah.
But they're open every day.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're tedious to deal with, and our product is bad and inconsistent.
Yeah.
Whereas the sandwich I got, after all that fucking pain and rigmarole, took 20 minutes to arrive. And then again, it's the nicest sandwich I've ever had in my life. Yeah, like, even stuff that other sandwiches just can't do. Like, I got to the last bite, the very end of the bread, end of the baguette, and there was one piece of every ingredient in that end bit. Like, the perfect last bite of a sandwich. I was like, how have they done that? No other sandwich does that.
Maybe it's a sort of thing where, you know, they say you have to put a lot of love into the cooking.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the opposite. Maybe it's to put nothing but absolute hate and vitriol into the sandwiches. Yeah, I think so, just complete, like, apathy in the sandwiches. I've never made anything with complete apathy.
I think they hate everything except the sandwich. They love the sandwich.
Mm-hmm. That's the love of the game.
They hate us, the shop, everything.
The clientele, the shop, the fact they have to sell the sandwiches.
The drinks.
Yeah, they don't want to part with the brilliant sandwich. They're big advocates for the old quarter band me, I'll tell you that much.
It's a bit like when we're like, I love comedy, but I hate doing it to a crowd or travelling.
Yeah, yeah.
Or having to get laughs or anything. It's like I'd rather do comedy to no one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd rather be paid. I know it's not possible, but if there was a way in which I could do comedy on stage alone to no laughter, and then you pay me and I go home, I'm quite happy with that. I know that's not the way it works, so that's not for that's not a system that it doesn't.
It has worked like that. Sadly, I'm pretty sure I've done gigs like that.
Yeah. No, but then there's people there and it's like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want it to start. You come
you mean
out
like
there's
streaming then?
Not even streaming, just me. Like, but it's just for me.
Yeah.
But I'm
just saying
you'd have to convince like people to buy tickets to things they couldn't go to. I know it can't work, but I'd love to
shut the door before the stated time.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I guess so.
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. I'd love that. Guy from the In Between is he did a stand up special to no one.
Yeah, in the pandemic, didn't he?
Did he?
Yeah.
Empty theatre.
Yeah. Only, I think that's his first go as well.
Really?
Absolutely mad.
That's crazy.
Was it Simon Bird?
No. Simon Bird. Yeah.
I'll cut this, but I'll tell you something about.
Okay, Simon Bird.
Is
he a nonce? Not Simon Bird.
Not
Will from the Between.
No, he's not a nonce or anything. Just about that thing of, like, No, I'll tell you after. Okay. But for those of you listening, he's not a nonce. Sorry, I'm just confirming this gig for tonight. I'm so desperate for money.
Cannot believe first one back.
Yeah.
Amy Gledhill, shout out Amy Gledhill, said she's sick and just said, can you MC this gig tonight instead of me to fill a dropout? And I was like, you know when you say yes to a gig and you're almost certain you're going to bomb, but you say yes anyway?
Yeah.
Anyway, I've just done that. And,
what's the gig?
It's in a cinema in Finchley.
Oh, I think I've done this gig.
Is it bad?
I'll tell you afterwards.
Well, I'm emceeing. So.
Who runs it?
Deck Monroe.
Oh, no, I think it's a different cinema gig.
Yeah, Deck Monroe's a nice guy.
I did a gig in a cinema, and then I think it was... Esther Manita was on first shot. Esther Manita. And we were in cinema, and she was too far forward in the cinema, so there was like a gap behind her.
Yeah.
During her set, a woman got up and walked out of the gig behind her, but she had a big shop.
Awesome.
So it was like Esther was doing the gig, but she was walking so slowly, so it took about 5 minutes to get across the stage. Everyone was just watching this woman with her big shop struggling, like she could barely hold the bags.
Brilliant.
She'd gone to the cinema with her big shot, realised it was a gig and not a film. Amazing. And then left behind her. And it was like, Esther came off and was like, it felt weird. I was like, it was weird.
Well, I haven't MC'd for a long time, like a big show like this. I used to do loads of it before the pandemic, so I'm kind of nervous now for saying yes, but I need the money.
No, you're going to do well, man.
I do loads of crowd work and shit at my shows, it'll be fine.
I don't do any crowd work. I'd never really do it. At least you've experience of it. When I try to do crowd work, I panic and go quiet. What? And then I realise it's just me.
I'll tell you why I feel okay about it after the record.
So no, you
and there's a couple of friends on the lineup, so that'll be nice.
Oh, okay.
Jen's on, Sir Colger's on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What are you going to say?
You do a bit of crowd work, don't you?
Yeah, sometimes. I enjoy it. I mean, I can do it. I did the worst crowd work the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Talk me through it.
Fuck, man. There's this woman in the front row. I was like, she was a detective in the police.
So this is like this is like amazing start because it's normally like
brilliant. What'd you detect? And she goes, oh, I don't want to.
No, don't.
Oh no.
Don't.
Yeah, you God. Know
yeah, no. It's,
I was
yeah.
like, no, go on.
What'd she say? Scanning hard drives.
She just said, I was like, go on and tell us. And she just went, rape.
See, my sister-in-law used to do that.
Christ.
Really?
Yeah, she did it 4 years, and then you obviously couldn't. Mentally, she's a tennis coach now.
Awful.
Yeah, I've got
a
friend of a friend got a fast track detective scheme into the police in their 20s, and their job now is like the detective thing they do is like
Inspector Gadget.
No, going through people's hard drives. That's the job. The whole job is spending all day scanning through hard drives for illegal materials. It's the grimmest thing imaginable.
You must get counselling and stuff.
Yeah, you do.
Right? Every now and then you get like a one with loads of sort of films on it though, don't you?
Like, what do you mean, like Osama bin Laden's one?
No,
where he had episodes of South Park.
No, like Blue Streak and Rush Hour 2 and stuff. You know, like old ones you used to pass around with your mates. Now and then you'll get like.
I don't think they're pirating hard drives. Is what they're worried about. I don't think that's what they're doing.
No, it's all illegal. You know, it's all illegal.
Still illegal.
Some of it's
more illegal than others.
I don't know. Have you seen Blue Streak?
Hey, come on. That's a good place to end it. We've done an hour. All right,
bloody hell.
Shout out everyone. Thank you so much for your support. Hey, listen quickly. Thank you to everybody that's stuck on the Patreon while the payments have been paused over the last 2 months. We really appreciate it. Thank you to all three of us have had people coming up to us and saying we're Slime Country and shit.
We appreciate it back. Very much.
We appreciate it a lot. Do you guys have anything to check out the Patreon if you want to get access to the old episodes and the new bonus ones. What do you guys have to plug?
Nothing to plug from me.
Sweet.
I just say that we are back now.
We're back.
And we're going to be doing lots
we're
of
so that. We're so fucking back.
We're sorry for the break, and it's not normal for podcasts to do that. It's just we were very...
Don't apologise to them. We're not beholden to them. Okay. We are free men.
All right, fine.
We rely on you for our income.
and encouragement.
And encouragement, and we love you. Anything to plug?
Nothing to plug.
Sweet. Oh, your new podcast, listen to that, with Chris Cantrell.
Oh, yeah, Rural Concerns, Chris Cantrell.
Also with Chris.
Follow us on all social
media. Follow us. And also with Chris Cantrell, listen to Ickwick FM on BBC Radio 4. I was in that. For the delightful
sausage. And also thanks to anyone who came to Soho Run.
Oh, yeah, and my tour. Shout out.
And Eddie's tour.
All right, bye-bye.
Cheers, bye.
Bye, everyone.